Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And it's like, it's not the same God, but one of them denies Jesus and one of them says Jesus is the only way to God. He's the Son of God. It's not the same God. Listen, you can make money God. You can make, did we play, we played Counterfeit God, didn't we, of Jeff?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jeff Bethke. He was on governor of Arkansas's governor Fox program. What is
Mike,
that?
Mike Huckabee.
Yeah, he was actually on Huckabee's program.
Right, right.
It was so funny, you know, Huckabee's breaking a rap up. He's breaking a spoken word up, and he just plays like a little clip. And he goes, "Well, no, what do you mean by that?" You know, and he's like,
oh,
and he plays it and he's like, it's like cutting a piece of the Mona Lisa out and talking to me about the color part. It's like, let's talk about the whole thing. But he's like, I mean, he was very good. I mean, it was a very good interview. But you don't cut a piece of people's artwork up and break it out like that. You just show the whole piece of art,
right,
and then, you know, you talk about it. But he's such a gracious guy. You know, he's just a real cool dude. And he got touched and saved on the university. So now Jeff is Jeff Bethke. You can find about him on the VFN Torch. Just go to VFNTV.com. And there will be a button soon for all of our iPad users out there, because I know when you click on the VFN Torch on the VFNTV.com site, it gives you a little difficulty the way that an iPad or an iPhone would read it. So you're going to have, for all of our iPad users, there will be a separate selection for you that will give you a format that you can see it. But you can just type in, you know, one is, I hate religion. You know, it's one of us he did, because, you know, religion nailed Jesus to the cross. And
Who is your God is the title of that
Counterfeit. Line. It was, oh, is it who your, I thought it was Counterfeit God. It's Who is Your God. Okay. Who is Your God? And but it's just powerful, because first of all, I love that kind of stuff. I love that. You know, I was like, I know what the first rap song was. I think I'm going to lose my mind. right?
Wow.
I said, I'm trying not to lose my
head. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know you had that repertoire.
I have it, man. I even knew who the Fat Boys were.
Wow. Man, that's like original hip-hop.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was it.
You are like... You're pretty down, man.
I mean, granted, I didn't smoke my Bible like Chris did.
Huh? What? You can roll in the Bronx, man. That's where
I know. I remember the song, the Fat Boys, and said something like, you ever went over to a friend's house to eat and the food's just not no good? I mean, macaroni soggy, the peas all mushy, the chicken tastes like wood.
I used to have that album.
You had an album?
I had an album.
Didn't I? That was actually the Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, that was the Sugar Hill Gang?
Sugar Hill Gang.
Well, they were Fat Boys.
They were kind of chubby.
Oh, I wasn't talking about the name. I was talking about what they look like. No, the spoken word, when I found out, you know, that you can use a spoken word to glorify God, I'm like, oh, this is like the best of everything. You know, I think about Lecrae and Grits.
Yeah.
I think about, I really like more of the where you're singing your song or whatever, but then you break out into it. I don't know what the name would be. And then you come back, you break out into spoken word, then you come back again, break out into a rap. I just think it's like an orchestra. And I think about the concert that Toby Mac did called Iceman or something like that. Snowman tour.
The one you went to?
Yeah, that's the one I went to. That's the one I went to. Sorry, that one I went to. I went to his snowman thing, or ice. Sorry about that, whatever you called it. But the whole thing was just a work of art. It reminded me being in New York and going to Broadway and watching something like, remember you went to go watch Mary Poppins, John? And you're breaking up, And so what happened was, remember how you were so excited? And then her umbrella, and they had like a wire on her umbrella and they picked her up. And I'm like, yes, we saw the cartoon. We saw the movie, a spoonful of medicine. We know John. How's the medicine go down? And so anyway, getting back to today, that, it was such a beautiful thing. I'm trying to think of the name of that whole album and the whole CD that he did. It's just beautiful. And they just went all over the place. And by the time they get done, you just have this wonderful artistic experience of worshiping God and enjoying it. It was just all God. Everything except for the radio announcer that came up to introduce him. And he introduced him with a spirit of rebellion to the kids that I was like the old man. And they're looking at me like, you're not supposed to be enjoying this. I pay for this. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm telling you what, you know.
Right.
And, I can't remember what it was. Anyway, so the spoken word. I love the spoken word. When I found out that it can be captured and used and, you know, everything was created by and for God and made to worship God, we got to recapture it again.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to write off, you know, anything. We need to find out God's wisdom, how to bring it back to glorify God with it, because it's all made to glorify God. And that's where we find our greatest fulfillment, when we're glorifying God with our gifts and our talents and all that we're called to do. And so he was being interviewed on Mike Huckabee's show, Governor Huckabee's show, and he did such an excellent job. But he's starting a ministry on a college campus in Washington, Oregon, something like that. And he's from the Northwest. And he said, I was touched on campus. Touched on campus. And so I want to go back and touch people where I was touched. And he says, I may even die there.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, very.
I want to find out before this is out. You guys help me find out, you know, what, you know, Jeff Bethke's ministry, because I want to be able to let people know what it is, because he's starting to fundraise for it, and he needs to be set like a firebrand in the campuses. Our campuses need men and women who are on fire for God, you know, fire for God, and unapologetically, and they need to hate the men's religion that keeps people from God, that's willing to peel the onion back, as Jeff said it when he was on his interview, and just get to Jesus. And he simultaneously says, you know, I'm not speaking against the church. He says that I love the church. I go to church. But then he goes, well, you know, really, you know, churches, and he starts talking about, it's a people anyway. It's not it's an organism. That's what he said. It's an organism.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, beautiful.
And he says, I don't want to get caught talking against Jesus's bride.
Wow.
I mean, even his lyrics were spoken words. Because Huckabee went, like, pause and think for a moment, Huckabee. He just gave you a piece of art, even in his response to you. Mm. And he didn't get it. So I guess you could, I don't know, can you get it online, like those kind of interviews? Like, I know that.
Yeah, you probably got his website.
Yeah. And
it's JeffersonBethke.com. It's Jeff Bethke.
Yeah.
Which is beat.
With his habit, it's half his name of his ministry there, the one on campus. Something for you, change or something, sense or anyway. So go there and find it. We'll make it available today on the VFN Torch. You can go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, and we'll have some of his contact information up. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.